Thank you, members. And, you know, we did have an informational hearing on this matter earlier, and it was very edifying. We heard different points of view on the issue. I certainly have a respect for the opposition and don't doubt their sincerity and obviously their passion. However, I have to ask you to discount some of the alarmist ad hominem remarks made. All had been disputed at one time or another, particularly in around the polemic of medical marijuana. The idea that we're just doing this for the money is putting words in the proponent's mouth. I can't be clear enough to tell you, as a grandfather and as a teacher, as a former board member, a Board of Education member, the way it exists now is harming our youth inexorably. Drug dealers do not ask for ID. We need to regulate something that has gone chaotic, has resulted in carnage. I understand it's not everybody's cup of tea, but we cannot exist in the world as it happens today in and around the enforcement of marijuana. There was a movie once called Reefer Madness. Some of the arguments today reminded me of that. It doesn't allow for education. It doesn't allow for a discourse as we had during the information hearing. As for, let me correct some of the things that were said. The fine for selling to youth is not $100. We are maintaining existing law in this area. In Portugal, marijuana was legalized and crime has gone down, and money that has been spent on incarceration was shifted to treatment, which will happen here in California. We will be able to fully fund Prop 36. You can't drive under the influence. You can't be 21 to smoke marijuana. I understand that this issue is bigger than California. There is an initiative on the California ballot. We as a legislator will need to exercise appropriate control if that initiative does pass. This is a public policy issue. There'll be quality control. I know people are talking about how potent the marijuana is today. That is because it's not regulated. Those issues can be addressed with regulation. In addition, this conversation will be happening on a national level. There are a number of bills submitted on the federal level that mirror what this legislation calls for. It's really time, ladies and gentlemen, to look at this as a public policy issue, to exercise the responsibility we have as legislators to address the carnage, the chaos that the current state of marijuana portraying here in California. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.